No, you heard Congressman Emanuel Cleaver say, and he was, I think, using some signals, some code language, if you will, that this has some kind of smell to it. And I know what a lot of members of the African American community have been implying, have been suggesting, given the fact that the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, is himself African American. But how do you interpret what Emanuel Cleaver has just said?
I think you interpret it as some very angry members of Congress who essentially, sort of to use legal terms, don't believe due process was used here. Probably the point man for Eric Holder throughout this entire controversy has been the congressman from the state of Maryland who's pushed this thing again and again and again, pointing out that, look, there are something like 100 different reasons why the investigation has been imperfect. Probably chief among them, the notion that the Attorney General has been asked to provide information to the Congress that he is bound by law not to provide because of investigations that are ongoing, prosecutions that are ongoing, a question of grand jury secrecy, and so on. So it sounds as though they're saying Eric Holder is in a position where he can't win, and he's being taken to the mat for political reasons, they say, during an election year by the Republicans, simply because Republicans see this as a value to their base and a value to getting, for example, the National Rifle Association and others excited, and that it would pay off for them in November. That is sort of the backstory, Wolf.
So the Republicans managed to pass over.